Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now.
Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I could only deal with it for a very short time yesterday. Very short time. Let's see. The opening was at 1 o'clock, and at 3:30, Stiff was still talking, saying the same thing he said the day before, and he'll say for the next day and a half. I can't take any more of this, folks. Hang in there.
Start 9:30 presents to you now, Sandy Beach.
Okay, Tony, did you catch any of the impeachment at all?
Not last night. I was back to following reaction on social media, see what people were saying.
I'm glad you got that covered, because I turned the thing on about 5 minutes to one, figuring, okay, let's see what's going on today. And it was Schiff. And at 3:30, he was still talking, saying the same thing, that same thing. As I said yesterday, if you took a 15-minute slice of that and just played it over and over like it's on a loop, over and over and over, and because the camera only shows the person speaking, we didn't know, were people, you know, dozing off? Were they using a yo-yo? We really don't know. But if you were in there, you had to go nuts. And then I found out the answer to my, how come they only get 30 minutes for lunch, by the time you get out of there, got to a restaurant, got seated, ordered something, the food was served, you ate it, came back. You can't do that in 30 minutes. Well, there were piles and piles of pizza boxes. Now, I'm not trying to be funny now. I would hope that they don't let their guard down on security on the pizza boxes, because do they open every pizza box that comes in? And even if they did, I want you to think about this. This would make a crime novel. If you get a pizza that's got a lot of stuff on it, a lot of stuff. You get
loaded, a lot of toppings.
Yeah, a lot of toppings. It's 4 inches high. You could easily put something underneath the top crust. Easily. I don't think it would even be hard. So I would hope that those pizzas are going through some machine that says, hey, wait a minute, this isn't a pepperoni, you know? Yeah, I'm being serious. I really am.
I guess I never gave it much thought.
Well, I gave it thought, because when I saw the pile of boxes, I'm thinking, did they open every box and maybe take a fork or something and put it through the crust just to make sure? I bet they didn't, especially if they get pizza from the same place every day. They get used to it. That's the danger, sameness. Same thing over and over and over requires extra diligence.
See, now I feel bad for them because they're probably eating cruddy pizza, nothing like we get here in Western New York. Had it been a Western New York pizzeria, they might be a little happier.
Yeah, exactly. So that was one of my thoughts. And I can't picture some of these senators eating pizza, because pizza should be eaten while you're wearing casual clothes. Yeah, not a coat and tie.
I bet you they use a knife and fork.
I bet they do.
Ew.
Sometimes you have to, though. It depends on the toppings and how big it is. Sometimes you almost have to, because trying to hold it in one hand and guide it up to your mouth like that is not the easiest thing to do.
I bet you the Democrats just have cheese on theirs.
Well, they're pretty cheesy. They're the party of cheese.
Yeah.
And sleaze. Cheese and sleaze. Let's go there. So I watched that. And then at night, Fox did a little thing. They put it in a box up in the corner with no audio. And then they were doing some, like, regular type programming. And every once in a while they say, whoa, it looks like so-and-so had a point, you know, and boom, they'll go back to it. But they got bored to death. And so they were doing some regular stuff, which was welcome.
Did I hear right that Chris Wallace was criticizing Schiff and accusing him of lying?
Yeah.
Whoa.
He mentioned it once, and I was surprised, too. So it's till Saturday before the president's men get to make their pitch. And at least they go second so they can pick off everything that the Democrats did to start with. But this is the most boring procedure I think I've ever seen in my whole life. If I was there, keep in mind, they can't, all they can have for refreshments, milk and water. That seems strange, no coffee. But I said, I wasn't trying to be funny. I think coffee's a diuretic, and you got to sit there for hour after hour. That's the last thing they want.
Yeah, you have to keep going.
Yeah.
And going.
Congress on the run.
And going.
Yeah.
You've heard of Paul McCartney's band on the run.
This is Congress on the run. So it's Saturday. At least we get to see the other side of it. But this is not for... I think you need a steel concentration to get through this.
Yeah, I just want to get to the witnesses.
If you're watching every minute of this, you have no life at all. I can tell you that. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is being sued for $55 million by Tulsi Gabbard. Apparently, when she was loosening her lips, she said that the Republicans are grooming a Russian agent, grooming a person to be a Russian agent. And the way she was saying it, she didn't say Tulsi or Tulsi Gabbard, but Tulsi would be the only one that would fit the description. So she's being sued for $55 million. Says that she has suffered damages. You got to prove damages somewhere. And she wants some relief from that. Gabbard charged she has suffered damages of more than $50 million from the attacks. And so that's, and of course, Clinton's lawyers say this is ridiculous. But the bottom line is she's been foaming at the mouth lately. She said nobody likes Bernie in Congress. That's why I can't get anything done.
I can see that, though.
Yeah, I can understand. She might be saying the truth. But there are certain parameters that have to be followed. Now, if indeed Tulsi prevails in that lawsuit, that would be a great thing. I'm certainly in favor of free speech, but if you're going to accuse a former member of the U.S. military to being groomed for a communist position, you better have some backup on that, pal.
Hillary better put the bottle down.
Yeah, I think, she's having a wonderful afternoon with Jack Daniels.
Yeah, Jack Daniels, Budweiser.
They're all there, yes.
I just love how Hillary, her main thing now is, if she doesn't agree with you, oh, you're a Russian agent.
Yeah, everybody's a Russian agent. She's accused more people of being a Russian agent than there are Russian agents. So Russia's going to have to actually bring some real agents to make that happen. Meanwhile, my good friend Barbara Burns, we love Barbara Burns. We miss Barbara Burns. She was always a terrific person and a great performer. And she asked if we'd give this a mention. St. Andrew's Senior and Junior High youth groups are having a spaghetti dinner. It's going to be this Sunday, the 26th, from 12 to 4, 34 Francis Avenue in Sloan. Adults, $10. Kids, 10 and under, $2. Well, that's cheap. That's good. Here's what it includes. Spaghetti. Well, you would think so. It's a spaghetti dinner. Meatballs. Well, where there's spaghetti, there's got to be meatballs. Salad. I'll get to the salad later. Thank you. And bread. Oh, yeah, you got to dunk. You got to dunk the bread in the sauce. You know what I'm talking about? Dunk, dunk, dunk.
And the sugu.
Oh, yeah, it's really good. Dessert. Doesn't say what, but there's desserts. Got to have dessert. Are you a dessert guy?
As a fat man heavy.
Yeah. How about you, Buzzy? Do you like dessert? I got to have dessert.
I love dessert, but I try to limit it to once or twice a week just because if I have one slice of cheesecake, I'm probably going to finish the entire cheesecake. I can't stop once I've started when it comes to sweet food.
I love sweets too, but I usually
it's my weakness.
I usually have one helping. I don't go for a second, and except in unusual circumstances.
No
like,
comment.
See, it's time to eat.
Yeah, no comment here.
I lack self-control when it comes to sweet. I mean, to a lot of foods, but definitely sweet foods
and drinks. So the thing is, spaghetti, meatballs, salad, bread, dessert, and drinks. There's a theme basket. I wonder what the theme is. Maybe it's our closing theme.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?
Yeah, I don't think it's that. A 50-50 raffle. So all that going on this Sunday. Let's see. It's St. Francis Avenue 34, St. Francis Avenue in Sloan. The big spaghetti dinner.
Nice.
Sounds good. Thank you, Barbara, for that information. We'll feed a lot of people. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Well, on Friday, tomorrow, Eli Manning will retire. He will retire. He'll hang up his helmet. And, Tony, you were saying how much money Eli has made since he started.
Yeah, I was looking at top salaries of quarterbacks.
I saw
Eli
that
was
online.
Number one.
Yeah, I saw that.
252, I think it was.
Million.
And his brother, 248.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
How about that? It's even going back to Terry Bradshaw, those guys are all millionaires, multimillionaires, and the ones who end up on TV later on don't make the kind of money they made when they were playing, but they still make a considerable amount. So if you can be a starting quarterback in the NFL and have any success, I don't think they're going to do any cheese deliveries to your house.
No, and I think some of the other quarterbacks on that list were Aaron Rodgers.
Big time.
Drew Brees.
Yeah, Drew Brees.
And Brady was down the list.
Yeah, that surprises me.
Well, like Joe just said off the air that several times he's taken cuts.
Yeah, taking a cut.
But I think with his wife kind of offsets that. She may be worth a little bit more.
Yeah, if you got to have somebody making money in the household.
Yeah.
One has to be a supermodel. One has to be the best quarterback who probably ever played. It's just a typical household. I understand that she does not like living in the Boston area.
No, don't they have the house up for sale?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to L.A. I mean, if you read between the lines, Tom Brady's moving to L.A. Philip Rivers just bought a house in Florida.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, that
wow.
I didn't know.
I didn't
with
know
all
that
you know, 1,300 kids.
That's right.
I always liked him. I always liked the quarterback for Detroit too.
Matt Stafford.
Matt Stafford.
I've always thought he's a real competitor. He's not the most glamorous one of the list, but a good solid. We got a lot of great players.
He's taken
players.
A beating in his career.
I mean, yeah. Matt Stafford has just not had the team around him. Yeah. With anyone else, he would be in the playoffs every year. Yeah. But look for Philip Rivers. I read this last night. Since he moved to Florida, Tampa's looking for a quarterback. Most likely, they're not going to keep Jameis Winston. Philip Rivers could be with the Buccaneers next year.
That'd be good. I like him. I really do. There's some quarterbacks I like. There's, right now, there's no quarterbacks that I hate. In sports, you got to hate somebody.
Oh, I do. I have one I can't
stand. Who do you hate?
Baker Mayfield.
Oh, why?
And Joe's wearing his shirt.
Joe, you're wearing his shirt. Why are you doing that? He hates your shirt.
I liked the Baker Mayfield from Oklahoma, the quarterback. I liked his attitude. He seems to be Johnny Manziel without the issues.
Without being drunk?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of great quarterbacks. So Eli and Peyton, can you see a mom and dad looking at those kids saying, I hope they're all right money-wise on their retirement?
Archie couldn't even sniff the money, and Archie was a great quarterback.
I like watching him.
He was one of my favorite quarterbacks as a kid.
Peyton, of course, is probably my all-time favorite quarterback, just personally. Yeah.
But Eli and Peyton both. I mean, just class acts, you know.
Peyton's so funny.
Peyton's very funny. That's why he's on a lot of spots. He can do almost anything.
And their brother Cooper's hysterical.
Really?
He's a funny guy.
And I think a lot of people in Buffalo will always like the fact that Eli Manning took two Super Bowls away from Tom Brady.
Yeah, well, that's right. Somebody has to deduct them. He can't win all of them. She does not, Brady's wife does not like there. She likes L.A. and she likes New York. Well, I don't see him going anywhere in New York.
No.
No,
he's going to go warm weather.
Yeah, he has to.
Los Angeles or Vegas.
Yeah, and I see now they're officially the Las Vegas
Raiders.
Whatever the Raiders.
I saw the I saw John Gruden walking through the stadium, and they were describing like the grass, how it's going to be real grass in that stadium on little layers. And after the game Sunday, they pull it out of the stadium.
Doesn't Arizona have that?
Arizona field. Virginia Tech has that as well.
You can pull it right, pull the whole field out.
Yeah.
Tech has that too.
Tech has that as well. A similar system, but that stadium. Oh, I really cannot wait to see when the Bills are out in Vegas. Because
what's going to be better looking, the one in L.A. or the one in Vegas? Which one's more expensive?
The one in L.A. because the NFL chipped in because they're moving their entire NFL studios and the combine to that stadium.
Oh, wow.
So that's a stadium that L.A. paid for and the NFL helped out with.
And changing the name of the Raiders to the – it doesn't sound right.
No, it's going to take a while to
Oakland,
get used to it.
The Raiders should be in Oakland.
That's where they belong.
And when they go somewhere else, it's like they're going to a formal party in jeans and a T-shirt. It just doesn't seem right to me.
But yet they're not the most traveled team in the NFL or most traveled franchise. I believe the Cardinals have moved more times than the
Raiders. That's what I was going to ask.
And if you think those Cardinals have moved, the Catholic Church has a lot of openings for Cardinals.
But yeah, the Raiders have moved three times, right? They moved to
Los Angeles, back to Oakland,
back
and now to
Los
Angeles.
And now again, I'd throw away the key if I was, Oakland.
The Rams are following suit. They left L.A., went to St. Louis, now they're back in L.A.
Yeah, they started in St. Louis, and the Rams started in L.A., that's right. Remember Crazy Legs Hirsch was on, he really was. Mm-hmm. Elroy, I think his name was Elroy.
Leroy Crazy Legs Hirsch.
Oh, Leroy, I thought it was Elroy, okay, but he was Crazy Legs Hirsch.
You might be right, it might be Elroy.
Yeah.
I have to look
it
up.
He was one of the first stars in the NFL, as the NFL was, he was a really good receiver. Lance Allworth was, too, for San Diego.
Yes, number 19, I believe.
Some really good, I don't know his number, but that's a pretty good player.
I'll tell you, all this football talk, I'm excited for the Super Bowl, and then the week after that, to see the XFL and all these new rules, I'm excited to see that as well.
Well, I want to see the Super Bowl. There isn't much buzz the first week. We have to wait for the Super Bowl. Not that many people, except that I understand the squares are still available for your local office pool.
I'm sure there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah, there is, and it's always,
I may or may not have a square.
You okay? I understand. My representative signed me up for two squares.
Really?
Yeah. I usually enjoy four squares a day, but this is two squares, and you don't know. Of course, you just put your name down there and hope for the best. And then, as you play along, when the game goes on, you got your squares in front of you. You sometimes root against your own team if it's going to hurt your squares.
I'm just happy that this is a year that it's not two teams that I can't stand.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love Kansas City, and I don't hate San Francisco. But
no,
I
don't hate San Fran.
I'd rather have.
I'm going to be rooting for Kansas City.
Mahomes. Okay.
And then our buddy is going to get McCoy. Gonna get a ring.
That's right,
yeah.
LeSean.
LeSean's gonna get a
and Sammy Watkins.
And the Watkins cut his hair because I don't see it hanging out of the back of his helmet anymore.
Yes. Yes.
All right. We'll be back after this on News Radio 930 WBN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Live from New York, it's Saturday Night, starring Tony Caligiuri. Buzzy Beamer will be here, and of course, your host. A big round of applause for the best that ever lived, Sandy Beach. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Check is in the mail.
Nothing like a little suck-up applause every once in a while.
It's that type of day.
Thank you very much. Happy birthday to a couple of people today. Tammy Burns, who used to work here.
Yeah, in our promotions.
And promotions, yes.
And she's the one that introduced me to Jeannie.
Is she really?
Yes, it's her fault.
You're
that
not
I got
looking
married.
For revenge, are you?
I'll get back
Happy
at her.
Birthday to you, Tammy Burns. And also one of my favorite people in the world, Anne-Marie Fronczak. The lovely Mrs. David Fronczak.
You mean the one that can make delicious pies?
That's the best pies. She has great pies. She really does. And she's a lovely lady. Anne-Marie Fronczak, have a very, very happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Today. Now, our subject. The subject here, stand back, hold on to your heart. We are not discussing impeachment today. Oh, man. Now, that deserves a round of applause. I'll give myself a round of
applause. No impeachment for you.
Yeah, because basically, if you saw it yesterday, you'll see it today. That's just the way it is. And if you saw it yesterday and you see it today, it's the same thing you're going to see tomorrow. You're not going to get anything different until Saturday. That's my understanding, and that's when the Republicans get to stand at home plate and try and hit it out of the park. But right now, it's still the same as yesterday. And when I saw that it was going to be the exact same thing, I did not stay with it in the afternoon. I tried it at night, got a little different slant, but there wasn't much to report back. There were no fisticuffs, no pizza that wasn't delivered on time or anything like that. So basically, we'll hold off until we get something fresh to talk about with impeachment. But meanwhile, there is something fresh to talk about that it's not going to affect many of you. In fact, I would be surprised if it did. But it is interesting. In the prior days of what we have now available for people who are handicapped and people who need special needs is the best way to describe it, I think, special needs, it started with what used to be called seeing eye dogs. Now, I don't know if that's still the term, so you'll have to pardon me. One thing I learned doing talk, if you talk about a subject and you get one segment of it that's different than it used to be, people really get on your case. What do you mean? We haven't called it that since the Eisenhower administration. Get your act together, fuzzy. That's the way people talk. Well, it used to be called seeing eye dogs. They were well-trained. They were very helpful. They allowed people usually who had problems with sight to do things they could never do before, and that's amazing. And since then, of course, there's all kinds of law enforcement-trained animals, and they're trained for different things. They're trained to sniff out drugs. And just about anything. If you watch all the cop shows, you see how many animals they use for different things, all right? And then it kind of went over to civilian population, and people would have dogs or things like dogs that are close to dogs that assisted them in their everyday living, and they were allowed to bring those dogs and things with them on airplanes. All right, well, guess what's going to happen? And by the way, the offshoot of the assisting animals are the comfort animals. Those are animals. Now, we all take comfort from our animals. I know I do. There are times when if I wake up at 2 in the morning and my cat is on my chest, right here, on my chest with her paws out just under my chin and her nose 1 millimeter away from me and I can actually feel her breathing, then I just put my arms around her and it's a wonderful thought. Animals provide such a great feeling of comfort when you're around your favorite animals. Now, most of those comfort animals are dogs. However, it's spread out. Now people have comfort animals that are, let's see, pheasants, a comfort pheasant. There was a story about a comfort pheasant allowed on an airplane only a few weeks ago. Comfort cats, I can see that totally. Comfort pigs, no, I'm not buying that, but people have it. Comfort rabbits and comfort snakes. I don't know about you, but anybody with a comfort snake, I want to be in another zip code with. Thank you very much. I don't need this. And so what's happening? It's too much. It's abusive when you try and fly. You can have whatever you want in your house, you know, but when you get out in public or you get on the plane, it's a different story. Let me kind of go through this AP story. The days of passengers bringing their pets on airplanes as emotional support animals could be ending. The U.S. Department of Transportation on Wednesday proposed that only specially trained dogs qualify as service animals, which must be allowed in the cabin at no charge. See, they used to have all these other things at no charge because they were comfort animals. Airlines could ban emotional support animals, including untrained dogs, cats, and more exotic companions such as pigs, pheasants, rabbits, and snakes. I don't like rabbits and snakes. Oh, Jim Stafford song.
A little bit off.
Thank you. Airlines say the number of support animals have grown dramatically in recent years. They lobbied the Transportation Department to crack down on what they consider a scam. Passengers who call their pets emotional support animals to avoid pet fees that generally run up to more than $100 each way. So are you in favor of doing what the Department of Transportation wants and having only trained dogs as comfort or support animals? I have no problem with that. I fly a lot in these trips and whatever. You very seldom see anything. I saw one little cat carrier. The cat was in the carrier, and it was under the seat in front of the owner of the cat in the carrier. We didn't even know that there was a dog in it. It was one of those little small dogs,
lap dog.
Lap dog. Didn't even know the dog was in there until I heard a little whining, a little. It was either a dog on the plane or Tony's honeymoon video. I'm not really sure which one it was. But
it definitely wasn't the honeymoon.
But it wasn't a comfort animal either. So they sneaked the cat, or this was in the case was a dog. They sneaked the dog on the plane. Now, I really have no dog in this hunt. I've never brought an animal on a plane. But I think it does make sense to keep it to what they had before this outbreak. I don't think a comfort pheasant. Now, here I am. I want to give comfort to anybody who needs it. But there are some real realities in our society. I don't think a comfort pheasant is viewed as something necessary. Certainly a comfort snake. I mean, think about it like this. What if you're in a plane in the center seat and the guy in the right-hand seat, which would be the outside the glass, has a comfort snake? I wouldn't want to sit next to him. I'm sorry.
I'm going up by the pilot.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to sit in the pilot's lap before I'm going to sit right next to a comfort snake. I can tell you that.
You know, I love the fact that people can't take comfort in animals, but you're right. It has to be the right one. And as far as C&I dogs, I'm a huge fan of them. They've been a great help to the referees in Little League football.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you. So I want to know if you're okay with this proposed ban. It's a proposal right now. I have no problem with it. I have great empathy for people who need assistance because that's where I am now. Okay, I need a little wobbly there on my ability to go from point A to point B. But I would never bring a comfort pig with me, you know, a little oinker. Can you imagine? Imagine the noise the pig makes. And so I don't think that makes sense. A comfort dog makes sense at home, but unless it's a service animal, I think it should be just limited to service animals, period. Okay? And I'd like to see what you think. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. I know people are very particular about their pets, but if you're just using the pet and you want to avoid the $100 each way fee and call it a comfort, I don't know what you do without your comfort animal. Are you uncomfortable? Look, if you're looking for a place that's uncomfortable, how about an airplane seat? I'm just telling you, an airplane seat is totally, usually not comfortable. We'll take a break and return after this. Let's go to Max in Buffalo. Max, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Give me your thoughts on comfort animals. Is this a fair proposal by the Department of Transportation?
All right. So when Bush 41 put in the Americans with Disabilities Act, it broadly expanded this. Now, basically, the AKC, American Kennel Club, does not recognize emotional support animals. But if the dog is trained properly, is obedient, doesn't have a history of, you know, biting or anything like that, I see no problem with you having a properly trained dog. Now, I would stretch that to a pheasant, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I see no problem with a properly trained dog on a plane.
Well, the people don't have a problem with it either because it says untrained dogs would not be allowed as comfort animals. You could still bring them, but then you'd have to pay the fee of a pet instead. So what people were doing is they were claiming a run-of-the-mill pet was suddenly a comfort animal, and I guess there's a designation for that, and they were trying to beat the price, that's all.
Right. You know, and I understand that, but then now we get into the concept of what is or what is not a trained dog, because, you know, you can bring your dog in for some training classes, but if the dog is not, you know, responding to the training, you know what I mean? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. I have great empathy, too, for people who need support and have society bends over backwards, I know, to accommodate them. But I think what they were trying to do is get rid of the scam. As you pointed out, and I mentioned earlier, a comfort pheasant. I don't know what a pheasant would do to provide comfort.
Correct. It seems like it'd be more of a burden than a comfort.
Yeah, it's just a pet. It's a pet that you take from point A to point B, but I don't know how much comfort you're getting out of it unless you work for NBC. They love pheasants. Oh, that's actually a peacock. That's different.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Max. Thank you very much. He says, basically, our conversation was a well-trained dog is a well-trained dog and should be allowed. And they are allowed as pets to get on the plane, but there is a fee for a pet. If you said, yeah, this is my pet snake, okay, that's one thing. But this is my comfort snake, which I show you. I'll wrap it around your neck and show you how cute it is as he constricts. My pet python. Well, like Monty Python should be on a plane. What do you think?
My football team's the Vipers, so there's a snake.
A viper is a
snake. And I was on the Cobras.
That's all snakes all the time. Let's go to Catherine on a cell phone. Catherine, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hello, Catherine.
I'd like to preface my statement by saying I fly approximately 10 to 15 times per year. And I think this whole thing has gotten so crazily out of proportion by the fact of the payment of the pet. I have a very simple solution that I believe would be simple. Just when you check in, you tell them you have a pet. As long as the pet sits in the carrier under the seat, I don't see the difference between a pet under the seat in a carrier than large backpacks under the seat or bags under the seat.
I totally agree with you, Catherine. If it fits in the box, in a, you know, a carrier, under the seat in front of you, it should be allowed. So, hey, thank you. Thanks for speaking up for Comfort Pets. Thank you very much. Okay, we'll be back after this. But first, we have a cash code word. The word KID, K-I-D, as in child. K-I-D, send KID to 72881. You might win $1,000 in cash.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.